Here is the translation of the text into English. The text is already in English, but I can reformat or clarify if needed. China leads nations with new climate plans. Defying U.S. climate denial, oil pulls back from a seven-week high as traders ponder supply-demand uncertainty. Oil prices stick down after hitting seven-week high on U.S. crude inventory drop. Argentina reapplies export taxes on grains and byproducts. New York law curbing radioactive Indian Point discharges voided by U.S. judge. Oil prices surge 3 to 7 week high as surprise stockpile draws to supply worries. Brazilian police expand program to trace gold from illegal Amazon. Mines nab smugglers. Poland's gas storage reaches 100% capacity, tops EU levels. Right now we are bleeding. Oil field executives dour in Dallas. Fed Energy Survey. Upper crust owner SSP Group targeted by activist fund for take private deal report. Apple asks EU to repeal or scale back Digital Markets Act. Fonterra shares hit early 2018 peak on record dividend. Robust unit profits. Chery Automobile shares surge in Hong Kong debut after 1.2 billion IPO. Analysis, ChatGPT, what stocks should I buy? AI fuels boom in robo-advisory market. Woodside partners with Japan's Suiso Energy, KEPCO for liquid hydrogen supply chain. Irenic Capital moves to rustle up takeover interest in upper crust owner SSP. FT reports Goldman Sachs downgrades copper supply forecast after Grasberg mine disruption. Asia stocks subdued tracking Wall Street losses, BOJ meeting minutes in focus. BYD outsells Tesla in EU for second month. Stellantis returns to sales growth. Australian job vacancies fall in August quarter, led by private sector. South Korea's Lee and Bessent discuss conditions for U.S. tariff deal. Exclusive, G7 weighs price floors for rare earths to counter China's dominance. Sources say Chile to curb budget growth as Codelco ramps up recovery, minister says. Argentine economic activity rises 2.9% in July. Fed's Goolsbee says U.S. jobs market steady, cautions against aggressive rate cuts, FT reports. Tariffs and conflict causing major volatility in shipping industry, says UN Trade Agency. U.S. crude oil inventories decline, undershooting forecasts. New home sales surge, beating forecast and previous numbers. Economic growth edges higher for EBRD countries, but tariff threat looms. Turkish central bank governor says we'll keep tight monetary policy stance. Currencies muted as traders wait economic data for U.S. rate path clues. Morning bid. Stocks take a breather. China central bank unveils steps to boost yuan bond market in Hong Kong. White House tells agencies to prepare mass firings in case of shutdown. Politico. Asian stock rally pauses for breath. Yen struggles against crosses. White House asks for mass firing plans ahead of possible government shutdown. Bank of Korea board member says must coordinate policy to respond to financial stability risks. Solstice announces strategic collaboration with Chainlink and leading custody and venture firms to enhance ecosystem ahead of USX stablecoin launch. Bitcoin price today muted at 113.2K amid Fed rate caution. BTCC exchange partners with NBA All-Star Jaren Jackson Jr. to inspire smarter moves in sports and crypto. Fidel Corporation purchases $10 million in Solana tokens. TNL Media Gene makes digital asset treasury strategy public. Aveda Board authorizes cryptocurrency for corporate treasury. Fidel Corporation launches Solana digital asset treasury with $100 million financing facility with focus on yield and on-chain DeFi innovation. Bybit Crypto Insights report, Aster takes on Hyperliquid in the perp DEX boom. Nebius overfunds equity crowdfunding campaign with 3.6 mana raised, reflecting growing demand for regulated crypto finance solutions. As Fed kicks off rate cut cycle, HTX's zero interest borrowing and low fee events help users cash in, Hertz to issue $375 million in exchangeable senior notes due 2030.